Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they yawning. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brian and Kruber Studios, it's Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 6 o'clock on the dot. It's a high of, actually, we're sitting at the high right now, 70. That's what I like. First day of fall. Showers are in the vicinity, so make sure you got your umbrella with you right here. Hustle and Shine in the Morning.
Hi, D!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Taco Tuesday?
Feeling
love.
Because it's my baby's birthday!
Aww.
Happy birthday, Naomi. Love you. Gonna shower you with all type of things.
Yeah,
later
you gotta tell us your plans. Some plans.
Mm-mm.
She probably sleep right now.
Nah, she awake. She just sent me something on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll wait on that.
Stacey Shaw, she knows the law. She got that free legal advice for you coming up at 7:40.
Now, according to Christian TikTok, the rapture is happening today. So we got to dive into why people are thinking that and what you should be prepared for in the TMG.
Oh, boy. Your motivation coming up in about 10 minutes. But D, just give us some plain street tacos with plenty of carne asada. Because it is Taco Tuesday.
Today is Taco Tuesday.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Give yourself hope by doing something hopeful. Put the best part of yourself into action and immediately experience the improvement in your outlook. Rather than defaulting to a tired, old, empty habit, call upon your creativity. Dwell on what you love, then seek to express that love through time, effort, and commitment. Every day is filled with opportune moments. Be ready and willing to seize upon the next one that surely will soon arrive. Immediately in front of you is the possibility of encountering genuine beauty, wonder, and awe. Be open to the possibility. Be able to give yourself over to it. Dreary expectations make for dreary experiences. Raise those expectations. Inject hope and goodness into them. How much time and work, commitment and persistence would you put forth if you knew it would all make a difference? It will, as you well know from looking back on your past. So act upon your highest hopes right now. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:24 on your time. We have reached the high for the day at 70 with showers in the vicinity, Dell 40 Highway and Blue Ridge. New York rapper Ice Spice reveals what artist actually gave her hope that one day she could rap.
I feel like Cardi B definitely like brought back that hope of like girls could rap. Cause for a long time, like Nicki seemed so like unattainable and like, you know, that's part of the lore too.
Yes.
Of why I was so obsessed. Cause I'm like, only she could do it.
So this goes to the fact of what Deanna says, the bar is in hell.
Yeah, the bar is in hell. And you mentioned a long time ago on my podcast, actually, you feel like Cardi B was impactful. And this is a perfect example of she actually did impact somebody. And she's impacting younger women that might not be able to rap at all to feel like they can. So there's that.
Oh, look at the shade this morning.
That's what Ice Spice said.
Oh, God.
We can't be Jay-Z, but I can be, you know, Key Glock. I can be Key Glock. I wouldn't say Soldier.
That train has left the station.
She ready spaghetti.
She ready spaghetti.
Stop.
Now, DJ Khaled was asked about his relationship with Drake, Future, and Ross, and more after their entire feud.
A lot of this shit is a misunderstanding and a lot of not communication, okay? And that's what it be about. When it come down to DJ Khaled, I'm the one that's going to try to fix it. At the end of the day, I love my brothers.
No, yeah, I think it is what it is. But I like DJ Khaled's response because I feel like if you have friends on both sides and there happen to beef, I'm still going to be both of y'all friends. Like, y'all not finna add me in the mix and feel like I got to pick a side. Not doing that.
That's a tough task to fulfill when you being that friend who's the mediator between. I've been in that position before.
Really?
And you just don't know how it's gonna end. Like, you of want course. The best for everybody, but everybody don't be on the same accord with that because some people's feelings get hurt. Some people feel like, oh, this is the principle of it. It's so many things to weigh in that. But Khaled ain't loyal to nobody. He ain't even loyal to his own country. That's a whole nother.
Yikes.
Different.
The shade.
Oh my God.
That's a whole other conversation for another day. He ain't said nothing about that. So,
the morning gossip is shady this morning. Gosh. It ain't even 7 a.m. Woo.
What's up, KC? This your boy Sherez Pompey, CEO, co-owner of the Blueprint KC. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jam.
You know who are the real ones are? The mentors, the volunteers, everyday heroes holding down the community. Hustle and shine, we want to recognize them. With the Hustle Hard Shine Bright Community Spotlight, nominate your community MVP right now at kprs.com. One nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, October 31st, 7:52 a.m. Caring about the community for over 75 years. We are Hot 103 Jams.
Now, unfortunately, over the weekend, a minor was detained by KCPD after assaulting an elderly T-Mobile Center employee at the NBA YoungBoy concert. Officers said two victims, including T-Mobile Center employees, were taken to a hospital for their non-life-threatening injuries. Now, police also told KCTV5 they detained the juvenile, but it's unclear if he's facing charges at this time. The even more unfortunate part about this is the video is still circulating online. I don't know if you saw it, B.
I saw it.
Very, very disappointing to see.
I got a lot of thoughts.
Yeah. I don't even know if we have enough time to really dive into the true feelings of it.
It's so many things, D. And these are the type of young people that some people deal with when you're not around them. This is just for I'm gonna be. I need to be straight up. I cannot skate around this. Yeah. This is for the little menaces that's out there. There are a number of, and we talked about this on Saturday. I told y'all I like to be around the quote unquote worst of the worst, the heathens, that as people would like to point them out to be, because those are the kids and the people who need our help and love the most. And what that video screamed out to me was that right there. There was no guidance, no discipline. I feel like no structure at home, because if you have a certain decorum and you're raised a certain way,
certain things won't happen.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to villainize this young man. I'm not trying to point my finger at him or nothing. But what I am saying is this is the type of behavior that happens when there is no structure or no discipline.
Yeah. And I want to add to that, because though this one moment happened, I don't want to take away from the 10,000 plus other people that were there that were behaved properly. They were enjoying themselves. They were having a good time. So, you know, shout out to all of those people that were acting appropriate. But if you see the video, you see that this man is ultimately, he looks defenseless in the portion that I saw. Yeah. And so I've always been taught, if somebody is defenseless, you don't continue to engage in fighting. Especially when this man looks very much elderly. Yeah. But aside from this, there seems to also be some misinformation going around online. And I just want to clarify, a key to the city is not the same as a proclamation. If you feel you should receive a proclamation for your positive impact to any city, you can easily have somebody from your team reach out to those proper channels. Mm-hmm. Just FYI. Mm-hmm. In addition, the mayor's office released a statement with Hustle and Shine last night. It's located on the Hot 103 Jams Facebook and Instagram page, as well as the Instagram page and Facebook page of the Kansas City Discover. So if you want to dive into that, you can check it out online.
And the thing about that is the people who may not know, the NBA YoungBoy got a proclamation
from the city of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. So, and then people, you know, they're making a big deal out of it. They're saying that other people deserve this and they deserve that or whatever. But yeah, it's a lot of misinformation.
My uncle Nim. Yeah. If you feel like your uncle Nim deserves some flowers, go to KPRS.com. That hosts a hard shine bright spotlight. We're looking for some community members right now that we can celebrate and be those unsung heroes in Kansas City. And we giving away some money. That proclamation ain't come with no money on. That's all I gotta say.
It's your boy, comedian Bruce. And every morning you listening to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 JX.
D, you know I'm a sucker for stories of perseverance, resilience, and a lot of hard work. And this book that I just came upon, Footprints on Concrete by Adeola Ajayi, man, it's a must read, man. It's a story of a barefoot dreamer who refused to quit. And it's a true story of a rise from the crack streets of Nigeria to becoming a change maker in America. And we got him up hustling and shining on the show with us. Good morning, Adeola, or AD, as you like to be called. How you feeling this morning, fam?
I'm feeling fantastic. How about you? Thank you so much for having me on the show. I appreciate you.
Man, we appreciate you, man. Just talk about your humble beginnings in Nigeria and take us through your journey of what you had to go through day in and day out.
You know, I grew up in a family of six. So we have five siblings with my parents. We're eight, right? We live in a 9x9 room. Just imagine that space, that little space that nine of us, like, you know, just living in that, you know, 9x9 room, like eight of us living in that kind of, you know, atmosphere. So like no food, no shoes. I you know, walk barefoot to school in the morning. Mm-hmm. And even the schools, because, you know, the school were free back then for us. That's why I was even afford to go to school. Like, you know, like there's no food. You wake up in the morning, you don't know where your breakfast is going to come from, not to talk about, you know, your lunch or dinner or anything like that. So it was really, really, really hard. Like, you know, as a child, you know, struggling to eat, you know, I think, you know, no child deserved that, but that's the situation I found myself. So, you know, I can't complain. All I have to do is just, like, you know, looking up to my parents, trying to see if they can feed us and do whatever, and then go to school and then just believing that one day, someday, I'm going to make it out of poverty.
AD, how does Footprints on Concrete tie into some of the work you've done with your foundation? And in what ways do you see or just feel that the book is an extension of your advocacy and even your leadership?
Yes, ma'am. So the Footprint on Concrete, right, it actually ties directly to what we're doing. Because as a child, you know, the only place I could find my refuge was in a basketball court. It was in a cracked basketball court where, like, you know, the basketball court is not even a full basketball court. The rim, the basketball goal is like nothing to rhyme or home about. So it's like, it's a space whereby, you know, it feels a deserted place, a crack concrete where nobody think anything is going to come out from there. You know what I mean? And that's where I started play basketball barefoot throughout my life till I was able to get a basketball scholarship to come to the state. You know, and just looking back into everything that I went through, you know, either by, you know, by broken both of my legs playing basketball and all those, you know, at the point of death when I was in, you know, when I did my surgery when I was in college, when doctors said, hey, you can't make it. Hey, you know, a lot of people that go through major surgery in 2 days, they never come back, that you might die. Hey, call your parents, let them know that, hey, this might be the last time that, you know, you're going to talk to them. You know, all those journey, you know what I mean? And then just looking back to where I came from, those are the things that prepared me to where I was. And then, so that's the story that I put into my book, you know what I mean? And that's the same thing that we're doing with the foundation. We're going back to where I came from and providing everything that I lack, because there's so many kids that are still going through the same thing. So the foundation could go back and provide shoes that I never owned, provide meal that I never had, provide basketball court that we never had, provide well, we dug even a well for the community, the waters that I never had. You know, not that we don't have it, but we don't have to pay for this water. But now the foundation was able to go back and provide all this thing for them free of charge.
I wanted to ask you, what was the time in your life where you felt like it was the toughest and where perhaps you might have wanted to give up the most, but something kept you going? Do you have a timing like that in your journey?
Oh yeah, I think losing my dad too, like one of the toughest moments I've ever experienced in my life. You know, my dad, I mean, so rest in peace. Like, he passed away in 2014. You know, me coming to the state, right? All I wanted to do is just work hard, be successful and go back home and help my dad, because my dad gave everything he could. But you know what? The sun just doesn't shine on his own side. He was an artist, was the best artist that I could ever found in this world. But you know what? He grew up in a place where people can't even afford to feed their family, not to talk about buying hard work. You know what I mean? So with that, he exchanged his brush for a flashlight to work at a security guard on a bank where like they barely pay you like $50 a month, you know? And that's how you know, he worked so hard. And when I came over here, my goal was to be able to go back and help him, help my mom, help my brothers and sisters. But the day that I woke up, and I woke up to like seven, almost like 150 missed calls on my phone. My heart beat so fast, and I was like, oh my gosh, I knew something had happened. And when I pick up that call, when I called back, and then they told me, they said the last man has fallen. That was how my whole world shattered. But you know what? I promised him that day, like, you know what? I'm not going to let his legacy die. You know, he gave everything he could. He couldn't help, you know, support us financially. But hey, he gave me everything that I needed to be successful by believing myself, working hard, and knowing that someday things is going to be better.
What do you think your father would say to you right now if he was here today?
You know what? My dad would probably just tell me I'm not surprised, because I remember there was a day my dad called me in Nigeria. You know, he said, one of the things that I love about you, because you think really deeply before you speak. You think and you work hard, and I know that you're going to be successful. When I was living in Nigeria, he wrote me a letter. He said, please don't open this letter until you get into the flight, right? Mm-hmm. When I get into the flight, I opened the letter and I read it. What he did, last letter, that's the last letter that I read. He told me, he said, do not forget about God, and don't forget where you come from. Work hard and do not forget your family. And I know we'll probably say, hey, you know what, son? I'm proud of you.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a wise man.
Yeah. AD, before we let you go, you now serve as the lifestyle coordinator for Cordish Living's luxury residence in Kansas City, by curating events and building community and doing all type of stuff in the town. Where do you think, what do you think the things from your upbringing and what you went through, how do you apply that to what you do now in present day?
You know what? It's all about just, you know, I grew up in a place where, but we don't have anything, right? But we make things out of nothing. You know what I mean? We're joyful. I tell people sometimes that I never owned one toy growing up. People would be like, what? You know what I mean? You know what we do? We go out and play ping pong. We, you know, run around the street, play soccer barefooted. You know what I'm saying? And those kind of things just kind of shaped me to be where I am today. Even though, like, I tell people we have the best resident we have, like, in the world. One light, two light, three light, a million. I think we have the best resident ever. But you know what? Sometimes you have those challenges that you go through. But all the things that I've went through as a child with nothing, it helps me to be able to stay focused, you know what, and help create the best experience that we could give to people.
Man, along with your foundation that Dee mentioned earlier in the interview, the Adeola Ajayi Foundation, and your journey from Nigeria with this book, Footprints of Concrete. By the way, you can get that available everywhere. You can go to footprintsonconcrete.com. Man, you have been through so much, and we just want to help you continue to be a light in the city and to help uplift others and give them hope in times of deep, deep darkness, man. We really appreciate you joining the show this morning. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. The book is right now pre-order. Right now it's on pre-order on September 30th.
I'm getting ahead of myself. My bad. I'm just trying to promote it.
Get that pre-order in.
You know, I appreciate pre-order right now. The book is going to be officially released on September 30th. We actually having a book signing day at the Kill Devil Gallery downtown Kansas City on September 30th. So come out and support us, and we'll be signing the books, and we'll be doing tons of giveaway as well. So you got to meet me, ask questions, and you know, it's going to be light bites and some cocktail as well. So, and also, Brian, we'd like to have you too. You know, we'd love to have you there and come support us as well.
We there. Hustle and shine in the morning. We there. You know we there, baby. Hey, AD, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Have a good one and be a blessing, man, like you always have.
Thank you.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Have a blessed day.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
725, high of 70, currently 67 in Blue Springs. This has been trending for about a week or so on some versions of TikTok about the end of the world coming. And there's a woman that has one major concern that if this rapture happens today, she has some regrets.
I'm worried about my dogs when we're raptured. And a lot of people will be like, oh, the dogs are going. But we don't really have any evidence, no scripture to back up that our pets will go with us in the rapture. Because I was praying this morning and I'm like, Lord, if my dogs don't go, please send someone to care for my dogs.
ma'am, I look, somebody quote me on this or somebody correct me if I'm wrong. But I don't think animals, specifically dogs, I don't think they have an afterlife. I don't think they go to heaven.
Yeah.
Or hell.
I was
going to
say,
matter.
I was under the... Yes, I agree with you on that.
Yeah. I think it's in the Bible somewhere, though.
We're going to have to do some digging.
Yeah. Somebody help me out. Pastor Stevens, help me out, dog.
Right. And on my end, Pastor AD3, we might need your help, man. But I don't know why that conversation even came up, because in the Bible, it does say we won't know the day or the time.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Preach. I see you over there, D.
I'm
okay.
Just saying. Preach. You need to stay ready so you ain't got to get ready.
I would have been swallowed up.
We can do this all day long. Switch it over. Cardi B shares why she chose to continue to live her life despite still processing her divorce.
Y'all want another tea? The only way I can get out of my marriage if I pay for somebody else's taxes, even though I pay for my own, and give them one of my properties. I'm fighting for that. I'm going to fight for that. On a contract, I'm practically still married because somebody want to hold me hostage.
Okay, now I'll give Cardi some grace here, because we clearly see that Offset is playing games, and even though you're still legally bound, I mean...
Ooh, yeah. My bad.
Whoa. Whoa there, Nelly. But I understand that she does not want to feel like she is being caged in and not living her life, because I do feel like Offset is intentionally trying to do that. So now people can say negative things about her, being like, oh, well, you're still a married woman. He's been cheating their whole marriage.
This is terrible, man. All around. Offset, you, man, look,
let
the ladies
lady
gonna start
go.
They're gonna start calling you a lame in a second, dog. If they haven't already.
Right. If they haven't already.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103G.
We want everything released. No one deserves to go to jail on 4th of July day and be deceased the next day. I don't know any other place than Wyandotte County. It's the good old boy system at its best. Charles was a good person. God is going to continue to push this family, us, through this moment.
That's the voices of the family of an inmate who died in the Wyandotte County Detention Center. They're looking for answers sooner rather than later, D. Charles Adair, he died in the custody of the Wyandotte County Sheriff's Department on July 5th of this year. And over the weekend on Friday, the Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office announced that Richard Fatherly, a sheriff's deputy, faces a second-degree murder charge. However, Adair's family does not believe the process is being handled ethically. On September 25th, Charles Adair would have turned 51 years old. And he just went to jail for misdemeanor warrants and a failure to appear for traffic violations. Now,
which is so easy to get, by the way.
Allegedly, something happened when he was in custody. Mm-hmm. And... allegedly, there was some sort of move put on his back to where he couldn't breathe after that. And a lot of people are calling for an investigation into
Absolutely.
This matter.
Yeah.
I would love to talk to the family myself and have them on the show and let them share their side of the story so we can get to the bottom of it for sure, D. So just something that's on our hearts and minds this morning, Kansas City.
Yeah.
Moving forward with Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning. What you got for us?
Good morning. We are going to be going over the last part of our constitutional rights series, the 9th and 10th Amendment. So come right back at 7:50.
If you need legal advice about child custody and support, auto accidents, traffic tickets, DWIs, or license reinstatements, Stacey Shaw knows the law with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jazz.
Time to toss it to the official attorney of Hustle and Shine in the morning, Stacey Shaw. She knows the law. Stacey, good morning.
we are going to be going over the last part of our constitutional law series, the 9th and 10th Amendment. The 9th Amendment is super simple. It says that just because a right was not specifically listed in the Constitution, it doesn't mean that you don't have it. And the 10th Amendment means that any right that was not specifically given to the federal government is reserved to the states. This is super important because it gives the individual states the right to decide laws for the people in that state, because the government doesn't know what's going on specifically in Wichita, Kansas, or Kansas City, Missouri. The governor of Kansas would better know that. The governor of Missouri would better know what's going on in their respective states. And so everything that is not specifically listed in the Constitution that belongs to the federal government is a state right. So that's why states issue driver's licenses. And when people talk about they don't need a driver's license, that is not necessarily true. You do need one, or you're going to get a ticket in the state of Missouri. If you've got questions about constitutional law, please email me. But if you have other legal questions, especially about personal injury, criminal or family law, you can always give me a call at 816-359-1877. You can find me online at StacyShawLaw.com and on all social media at StacyShawLaw. Remember, today is Tuesday. We've got Faith Justice Victory on Gospel 1590 at 11:30. So make sure you hop on over there to listen to this lesson and a lot more cool things that we've got going on over there. And today is Tuesday, so if you have not gotten a chance to say something good to a young person, this is your chance. Young people, have a great day at school. I know that you're going to do something amazing today. And until I see you next time, good luck and God bless.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision. It should not be based solely on advertisement.
What's up? It's your boy YGKC, and I'm hustling and shining in the morning on Hot 103.
The older I get, the more that I start to like autumn and fall a little bit more.
What?
Yeah.
Good.
The only season I just cannot stand
winter
or tolerate is winter. Yes. But fall, it offers to me a new exciting vibe. It offers the crisp of the air. You can just feel the energy of, you know, as we wind down the end of the year, we get to the holidays. Mm-hmm. Some of the more exciting and fun times of the year are on the way. So that's why I kind of like, you know, like fall. But it's just the aftermath of fall. When we get into early December, after Christmas, rather.
Yeah, it's like, after Christmas when we start feeling it. Mm-hmm. December really still going to be fine. But I love fall because I like the weather. And then the attire, too. Like, I'm a big fan of fall and spring. Those are my top two seasons. But I'm excited for fall.
You excited for your candy corn?
I don't do
you
candy.
And Julie?
Julie does candy corn, right? I don't.
Oh, yes. Julie does any food. She's a she's a human don't garbage disposal.
Don't be doing Julie.
Don't be doing what? She eat everything.
Don't be doing that.
Name something that Julie don't eat.
I don't know. I would have to think about it.
It's nothing.
How you doing?
Even though it is fall, I know like other snacks, I know, and activities too. The pumpkin patches, taking your kids to do all of those
you
things.
You gonna be bobbing for apples, D?
No. But my heat been on before this.
Yo, heat been on.
I feel like now it is acceptable for your heat to be on. But I never understood that. I feel like maybe that's a, once again, I am in my later half of my 20s. So for me and my people, if it's hot, we going to turn the AC on. If it's cold, we going to turn the heat on. It
That's
doesn't matter
me.
What season it is.
That's me.
Because Evergy going to tax me anyway.
Right.
I just paid my bill today, and I got that email notification, and I got upset.
See, I'm like that with the air. If it's like March this year, it was a little hot during March. I said, I don't give a damn. I'm turning this air on.
Bro, right.
If it's 85 or something else, I don't want to be 85 in the house.
Hello? That's what I'm saying. Are we the problem? Because I be seeing people that my mama would be like, oh, I ain't turning it. Girl.
No, that's you. I don't abide by them rules at all. I need to feel comfortable at the crib. I don't care if it's, I will turn the air on in December if it's too hot.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I got an electric blanket at the crib, so. Look,
they ain't got none of them issues.
So yeah. Look, we ain't, whether you want to turn down the heat or not, you should do what you gonna do, especially because we all paying Evergy.
Enjoying your pumpkin spice lattes, y'all.
Oh yeah, welcome to autumn, cousins.
TMG, the morning gossip. is the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
8:26 on your time, high of 70, currently 66 at Research Hospital. Shout out to LeBron James. He had a sit down with journalist Speedy and spoke on his relationship with his wife Savannah and even give some marriage advice.
Speedy, I'm gonna be honest, a relationship is never picture perfect. But if you're okay with working through the hardships and the adverse moments, then it will make it all worth it, man. Like, we've been together since high school, so it ain't gonna always be a bed of roses, man. And I think communication is number one. You know, being honest is number two. Number three is just like, you have to be okay with being uncomfortable in relationships sometimes.
Yep. Michelle Obama said this a long time ago. We talked about it on this show, was young people having this unrealistic expectation of never-ending happiness. And you got to put work in. And putting the work in is being knowing that you're going to be unhappy with who you marry with sometimes. It's going to happen, dog. And whatever partnership, marriage, sports, a morning show, You whatever job you're going to, it's just going to be times like that. Two people coming together as one, but the work is worth it. But you got to put that work in order for you to have a successful marriage, bottom line.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a young people thing. I just think if you're not in a position in your life that you want to go through ups and downs with somebody, you shouldn't do it.
Facts.
That's what I've always You have to be, if you're going to get married, you got to be willing to put up with some stuff.
Yep.
And sometimes you might not go on the other side, and it just might be a lot. So that's all I've ever said is,
make sure your pillow bites you at night, Dan.
All I said is, look, make sure you're ready to go through some things. If not, stay single.
Ooh,
rapper Young Miami is another hot topic right now from the City Girls. Well, she wrote a character statement to Diddy's judge, I'm assuming to help with a lighter sentencing. Of course, he's still locked up currently. But in that letter, she just wrote, quote, for 3 of those years of knowing him, I was in a public relationship with Sean. And during that time, I witnessed and came to know a different person than the one often portrayed. She continued to write behind the scenes. He was loving, genuine, supportive, and always encouraging. And she wrote a whole entire letter. It's not like a Leah 4-page letter, but it's something like that.
Mm.
So there's that.
Did she actually like write it or type it? Or
somebody said,
did she write it in crayon?
Somebody saw like some hyphenations and was like, this is ChatGPT. So, but you
she
know,
wrote it in color pencil.
Don't do her like that. Shout out to the City Girls. But everybody has different experiences with people, so there's that.
She read with her finger under the words.
I do not co-sign this. You're
gonna have a wang dang doodle, y'all.
You know, it's nothing but love. Shout out to the City Girls.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcement.
It's the first day of Libra season. Happy birthday to those charming, sociable, and diplomatic Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a big happy birthday to one of the members of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Happy birthday to Lazy Bone. A happy birthday to TV actor Anthony Mackie. A big happy heavenly birthday to actress and comedian who had roles on The Cosby Show and Family Matters, Michelle Thomas. A happy heavenly birthday to singer, songwriter, musician, and composer. And he's often referred to as the genius. Happy heavenly birthday to the iconic Ray Charles. Send us some birthday love over to actress, model, businesswoman, and fashion designer who's always dressed in white head to toe. A major happy birthday to Lisa Rae McCoy. And last but not least, a big happy birthday to rapper, record producer, actor, DJ, TV producer, and record exec, Mr. Magic City himself. Happy birthday to Jermaine Dupri.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins and KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday to Kid DC, Nolan Watson, and Jamie Nicole. Sending birthday love to Quayla Young, Jay Mill, and Andrea Miss Boston. Plus, happy birthday, Toy Nicole, and a big, special happy birthday to my beautiful, loving, charming, assertive, and all the other little Libra traits that you can think
of. Shut up, Ryan.
For my better half, my little barbecue rib. Happy birthday to my beautiful, lovely wife, Naomi. I love you, man. And happy birthday to everybody else born on September 23rd. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
See you singing in the car.
Oh my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Now Now it's time to play
What's the Name of the Show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
This is Anna.
Hey, girl, what you doing?
I'm sitting right now at the vet waiting for him to pick my dog inside.
I suppose your check engine light ain't on right now, is it?
No, never. Okay. I got my car today.
I know, that's right. All right, cousin, we got a shot to hook you up with two tickets to the Mass at the Folly and get you qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash. Do you want it?
Of course I want it.
Well, finish these lyrics. How you gonna be talking? You act like I just got up. Been the number one diva in this game for a minute. I know you got the paper, the one that they call a queen. Every radio brand will run on me because that's where I be.
I'm a diva. I'm a diva.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a diva.
Chopped and screwed, baby. Okay.
Works for me. Yeah.
All right, cousin, you get those two tickets to the Mass.
Be out here and get on your head, fam.
Yeah, they are. And your name is qualified to win $1,000 in the free fall cash contest. Who you gonna take to the movies with you?
Oh, it's gotta be my mama.
All in the family.
It's got to be.
All right, cousin, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hot 103 Jam. Hustle and Shine in the morning. Best believe it.
Making that real money.